Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
Last week we talked about the veracity of the Word of God, Jesus' great statement, "Thy Word is truth." Well, it's not only truth, it's living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I was recently in the country of Ethiopia. There's a large and vibrant evangelical movement there, and I've wondered how it came about. Well, I learned they also had had a Reformation. 25 years ago, I was told, God began to move among the young people in the Orthodox churches. My friend said to me, there was a hunger for God among us that we could neither deny nor explain. We tried everything the church offered us, the rituals, the prayers, nothing could give us peace. Then we decided to study the scriptures for ourselves, and almost at once, some of our group learned the precious truth of knowing your sins are forgiven because of Jesus' death for us. Those who found it shared it, and more came to faith in Christ, and finally, as we began to preach the scriptures openly wherever we could, the church hierarchy got involved. They called a meeting and examined us. They told us we'd have to give up this idea of being born again or being saved. And we told them we could not deny the Lord or His Word, so they excommunicated us. So hundreds of us joined together and called ourselves the Emmanuel Evangelical Churches of Ethiopia. We named it Emmanuel, he told me, because God is with us. What a testimony to the power of the Word of God. Have you allowed the Word of God to show its power in your life?
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.